You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 294. And on today's show, we're going to talk about the question that I'm asked very often from people. Do I focus on building my business or do I focus on building my brand? We're going to talk about that, and it may answer some questions for you too. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Good morning, champions. Well, it's morning where I am recording this. I don't know what time it is when you're listening to this or re-listening, but you know I always love to hear about that. So send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. Let me know what you're up to, where you live, what you do while you listen. Are you at the gym? Are you doing dishes? Are you at the park with the kids? I love hearing your stories. And I do respond, especially on Twitter. So today we're going to talk about that question. Do I build a business? Do I focus my time on building my business or building my brand? And as you'll hear, this is actually my Facebook Live that I just did recently. Because I get asked this question all the time. If you're not on my Facebook page, go to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. You can actually watch the video over there. I'll have it in the show notes, which are at jackiealmer.com/294. And this really has to do with old school and new school, as we often term it, you know, old school network marketing, direct sales, where you're out there prospecting, talking to people, your warm market list, maybe running ads, whatever it is. Those are the things that typically come up when we think about that. And building a brand is very often thought of as building online. Well, I share all this content in the actual audio that you're going to hear in just a minute, so I won't get into all that. I do want to remind you that if you're looking for a solid launch plan, whether you've been with your network marketing company for a while, you've had your business going, but you haven't really gotten it going, you need a relaunch, whatever it is, give me 15 minutes of focused time each day on a specific activity for 30 days, and we're going to change your business. I promise you, we're going to change your business if you'll commit to doing the exercises that I provide for you over the course of 30 days. You're going to see a huge change in your business. Okay, so with that, let's get into today's topic, which is, should I build my business or build my brand? And I would love your thoughts and comments after it's done. Hey, Street Smart Wealthers, Jackie Almer here. Wanted to share a training tip today from a question that I get asked quite a bit from people in all different types of professions, from network marketing, direct sales, party plan, to real estate, insurance, solopreneurs. And that question is, should I focus on building my business or my brand? Now that question typically comes up when people are struggling with time, right? We only have so much time in the day. We can get so easily overwhelmed with social media. Should I be posting on Facebook? What are the right times? What should I be sharing? Do I need to go Facebook Live? What about YouTube? Different things like that. So very often that question comes up when an individual is feeling frustrated over building the brand, which is often known as the online piece of it, or building their business. So what I want to remind you of, that no matter what, you are your brand. Your brand is you, one way or the other. You have a brand, whether it's online or whether it's offline. And the question really is, how can you maximize your offline time and your online time and take your brand to a whole different level by bringing the two together? So what I want to share with you, and is what is really my belief, is that first and foremost, you always want to focus on those income producing activities first in the day. That's so important. Now, my story is that I started in direct sales over 23 years ago. was a mom at home looking for a way to increase our income, keep my foot in the professional world, and I spent 6 years building my network marketing direct sales business the traditional old school way, as we call it now, and that is through networking groups. You know, I certainly started with my warm market list, networking groups, chamber of commerce, running ads, did all different types of things to generate leads, to generate people to talk to about my business. Then I discovered the internet in 1999. I've been called a dinosaur. I like to consider myself a pioneer. It sounds a little better. But I started building my business online in 1999. Didn't have a clue what I was doing. But what I did know is that I needed to continue building my team, building my income, and setting a good example for my team. So while I was developing my online presence and building my brand online, I was still out there going to my weekly networking group, going to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, meeting with people, making phone calls. I was doing all of that, still continuing to build my offline brand as I was building my online brand. So it's important to note that. So again, often we think of building our business as the online aspect of it and building our brand as online. Well, one of the things that I very quickly realized is that I could create huge leverage with the online portion of building my brand. I could do great things offline, and I'm going to share with you, I went to a networking event this morning and met some amazing people, made a lot of really good contacts that once I finish with this particular video, I'm going to be jumping on email, texting, and doing all the things that are important with follow-up for the offline part of what I've been doing to build my business. But right now, what I'm creating right here is content that leverages my brand online. So today, when I met with different individuals, I went to a pretty high-powered invitation-only networking event. There were about 50 people in the room. So the nice thing is I was able to present my message, give my 60-second commercial, hand my business cards out to those people who were interested at that time who asked me. I never hand my business card to a person who doesn't say to me, hey, can I have your card? Never, ever, ever do that. That's a little clue. But I was able to get my message out in front of about 50 people, some of whom were interested, some of whom may have been interested but didn't express it at the time, and some who probably were not interested. Now, here's the thing. I spent 3.5 hours at that networking event. That may seem like a long time to you, but when you go to certain invitation-only ones, you really want to stay for the meeting after the meeting and really brainstorm and roundtable with people, and that's what I do. So that was great, but those 3.5 hours are lost to me for anybody who was not physically present in the room to hear my message. Now, that's not to say that that person, several people who I meet, could not pass that message on to others and create some interest. Certainly that can happen, and hopefully it will, but that time is lost to me. Now, I'm sitting here shooting this video. This video will probably run somewhere between 5 and 8 minutes, and that piece of content will work out on the internet for me over and over and over again. So some people are watching it on the live feed now, and I appreciate you being here. Some people will listen to it on my podcast later. Some people will catch it on YouTube. Some people will catch it on Facebook later. But the reality of it is the small amount of time that I've put into preparing this, which really is about 23 years, developing the content and everything that goes into that, but I think you get my point. That time, this small amount of time, is leveraged for me working over and over and over again. So what you have to decide is, what is it that you truly want for your business? What do you truly want for your business? Do you want a business where you are out offline, making contacts, going to networking events, following up? Do you want a business that's online where you're creating content and leveraging that time and attracting people to you? Or are you like me and you want a combination of both? That to me is the perfect business mix, is the combination of both. So that's what I really work to do. Now, it's interesting. The thing of it is, people want to tend to think that coming to the internet is an immediate fix, that it's going to happen overnight, that everybody who sees your content is going to immediately be interested in you, your business, working with you, something along those lines. But that's not the reality of it. People have to begin to know, like, and trust you. There's an individual on the end of every interaction. So if you walk into a networking meeting and everybody's not just tripping all over themselves to come up to you to find out more about what you do, the same is going to be true offline, because people are people are people. online, offline, it doesn't matter. And actually online, it typically takes a little longer to begin to develop the know, like, and trust. Because let's face it, many of us are skeptical. We have our hands up when it starts out online. We don't know you. We don't like you. We don't trust you. We think you're just out to get our credit card, get in our checkbook, that type thing. So it takes time. It takes focus, and it truly takes consistency. That's so important. So I like to do a 90-day challenge. Now, if you've watched any of my previous videos, listen to my podcast, which, by the way, you can find my podcast on iTunes. Just type in Jackie Almer or Street Smart Wealth or on Stitcher. You can find it in Google Play. I encourage you to get on that because I do 2 shows a week, and we cover all different types of topics. But if you've been listening to that, or you know me, you know that I just recently relocated back to Arizona, and I've set up a 90-day challenge for myself to get out and network in the community. I want to become, as fast as I can, in the greater networking Phoenix area community as the go-to person in my niche, which is social media and relationship consulting for direct sales, network marketers, real estate agents, solopreneurs, etc. I want to teach people how to monetize their message. So I'm out there beating the streets, so to speak, on this 90-day challenge. But that doesn't stop me. So that's my offline activity. I'm busy building my brand and my presence offline. But that doesn't stop me from coming back home, doing what I need to do, hopping on video like I'm doing right now, and taking advantage of creating a piece of content that I will put out there on the internet. It'll go on my podcast. It'll be on Facebook Live, YouTube, my blog, and that time is leveraged for me that I spent doing this. So hopefully you understand, because when people say, should I focus time building my business or should I focus time building my brand? The answer is yes. You need to focus your time doing both. So focusing time building your brand is also time building your business, but you have to understand that it's not the same. It's a passive marketing opportunity versus an active prospecting opportunity. So whether you're in real estate, insurance, direct sales, network marketing, party plan, any type of solopreneur business where you need to be out in front of people, introducing your business, your products, your services, you want to make sure that you're spending time to do that, and also spending time building your brand. So that's the interesting part of my story. A lot of people want to jump into my story once they found out I became a million-dollar earner and, you know, sponsored over 2,000 people using the internet and all of that. That's a great part of the story, but that's not the beginning of the story, okay? The story started 6 years before, when I was doing everything else, building my skill set, building my communication skills, and doing all of that. So we'll get into a few more of the details of attraction marketing, what that really means, what that means offline as well as online. That'll be a big part of the ongoing series. So I want to challenge you to a 90-day challenge, and that's 90 days of building your business and your brand online and offline. Offline, we know that's around going to networking events, following up, doing one-on-ones, and doing whatever you need to do for a time until you develop that strategy, that presence, that referral partnership base of people who can help move your business forward. Now, I had an interesting day today. I also went to lunch with a good friend who I met briefly in Phoenix when I lived here before. We've been connected on social media. It was just like old friends getting back together. Had a fabulous lunch with him. And it's kind of funny. We brainstormed and talked about some partnerships of things that we can be doing some seminars locally in the area, Facebook Live. I'm going to interview him on my podcast, different things like that. So it's once you really get your head wrapped around building your business or building your brand, you begin to realize that the two are seamless. They're absolutely seamless. And what you do offline, you can bring back to the online world through, you know, making new friends, people who I met today at my networking event. I'll be friend requesting them, already have been, and getting accepted and communicating. I've set up a couple of one-on-one coffees with people, that type thing. So that's my goal. My goal for you is to understand that building your business and building your brand happen simultaneously. If you'll set your calendar up for success and realize that you're going to have to get very committed for a period of time to generate what it is that you really want, get out there and do it. And I promise you, if you'll set yourself up in some 90-day challenges to build your business and build your brand, you're going to see some amazing things happen. So the ultimate question you have to ask is, What is my end goal? What am I working for? What am I willing to give up to achieve what it is I'm working for? And what am I going to do starting right now to make that happen? So hopefully that gives you an idea of how you can bring the two together. They are not mutually exclusive. You know, I shoot video all the time. I take my selfie stick and my little lapel mic, plug it right into my iPhone, pop it on the selfie stick. If you don't have a selfie stick, you can hold your camera out there. Shoot a quick video, do a quick Facebook Live as you're about to meet with someone, as you're about to go into a networking event. Come out from the networking event, shoot a Facebook Live that basically tells what happened, something you experienced, something that you learned, what your takeaway was. People learn from that. They will attract to you naturally. Don't worry about being perfect. Just get over yourself. Just start doing some type of activity. So bring your offline world online by sharing those experiences and beginning to bring the two together. It's not about either or. It's not about scheduling big blocks of time for your business. I know you're busy. You may be working a full-time job, have children, all of that. Believe me, I get it. I totally get it. But you have to be willing to give up something along the way and make some little sacrifices. If you're at the point where you're looking for a business, you want to learn from me, you want to be coached by me, please go to workwithjackie.com. Put your name and information in to learn more about my business. We'll have a quick phone call and learn about partnering together. All right, until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. I wish you the best in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.